Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Now, welcome to Willamette High School here in Eugene, Oregon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Wolverine Den. What has happened so far? So far, the boys' JV picked up a victory here this afternoon, 48-37, the final score. Grants Pass over the JVs of the Wolverines right now. They have just finished their senior ceremonies here on the floor of the Wolverine Den. This is an older gym where the seating comes right down to the edge of the gymnasium. Not quite like Grants Pass. Grants Pass is really basically a sunken gym compared to the seating. This one goes right down to floor level. So it's an older gym and lots of earthy colors. A lot of brown and dark reds really set the mood here. Once again, an older gym has a different feel for it. Every gym seems to have its own personality. But right now, both varsity teams, have taken to the floor to get ready for tonight's contest. And, of course, it's the final contest of the season for both of these teams. And, of course, it precedes the ladies' games that will come about 7 o'clock tonight. But you won't hear that game on KAJO. We apologize for that. At any rate, the boys' game about 18 minutes away from getting a tip-off right now. Coming into a situation like this where we have actually freshman games and JV games and then two varsity games, it's really difficult to adhere to a time schedule. And although the schools endeavor to do that, you can't control the time that it takes on the floor to complete a contest. So if we've misled you, we certainly didn't mean to do that. We work hard to keep our time limits or our we are very attuned to keeping tight schedules. That goes with being in the broadcast industry. All that being said, we'll pause in our coverage right now. We'll be back after the one-minute caveman timeout for a word with head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend. Layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Time now for a word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, every game has been a big game since we started talking this year. You're up against a team that is hungry for a win. I think got 10 losses in a row. This is their senior night. How dangerous is this Wolverine team tonight?
Oh, very dangerous. Anytime you play emotional game and they're motivated, it's a game. You know, you got to make sure that you're focused, and our boys know that. We've talked about it, staying focused and letting them know that it's just not a cakewalk and that we got to do our job and play our game and all that other stuff. Like, senior nights are very, very dangerous just because of all the extra stuff that goes around it.
All that being said, you're coming off a pretty emotional win at North Medford. It would be easy for a letdown tonight. Have you gotten your boys' attention?
Yeah, they're motivated. They understand that. I mean, they've understood, you know, that we have a very slim margin for error to accomplish our goals of making the playoffs this year. And so, you know, they understand what's at risk for us. They pretty much know if we lose, we're probably out, and we win, we're in, you know. So that's the goal, and so they're motivated by that. It's Zach DeShane's birthday today, so...
Oh, golly, all right.
You know, they're all motivated to play well on Zach's birthday, so we have something that we're that's motivating for us as well.
Now let's talk about just a little bit about the playoffs here, because a 7-5 win looks like it should put you into certainly the playoffs, maybe into third place, depending on what happens with North and South. North has two games to play, but they've got Sheldon tonight at Sheldon. South only has one game left, and that's against North. So who do we root for? Does it matter?
I don't know. All we've been worried about is taking care of ourselves. We have a possibility of getting second as well because of our SOPs, and if we tied with North, we tie with South.
You got the tiebreaker?
We get the tiebreaker because they split with South Eugene, and we beat South Eugene twice. So everything's about descending order, and I've looked at it. I've played so many scenarios in my head. I stopped worrying about it. All I'm worried about is winning. That's it.
I understand. In fact, we've probably done about the same thing here, but your statewide ranking has come up to 28th. So that's good, and a third or second place finish in conference would probably be even better. So that being said, and you've talked that your boys are ready, we'll talk about the Wolverines when they come back right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
Wipeout Hunger's over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Talk about the Wolverines here. They're at the bottom of the conference right now. They have lost, I think, 10 in a row. What do you expect from this team?
They're a very tough group. They've got their 4-star football player that, you know, that's the scary thing about them is, like, if he were to want to take the game over, I mean, he's capable of doing it. So we just got to make sure that we put a ton of pressure on them defensively, that we make them tired and wear them out. Remember the last game, it was close, the end of three. And in the fourth quarter, you know, because we were in better, we conditioned to make sure that we had a lot of energy in the fourth quarter, that we were able to do that. And that's where we started blowing open the lead.
All right. Who's got the defensive assignment on that football player?
The best defensive the best defensive player in our program, and as far as being able to guard A to Z, it's got to be Peyton this evening. We have a lot of good defense. Zach's a phenomenal defensive guy. Kingston can be phenomenal. James is phenomenal, but you'll mainly see Peyton and James this evening guard him, just because both those kids are strong and fast and quick as well. So you'll probably see a lot of those two guys on him this evening. You'll see us probably fronting the post a little bit if he goes to the post, and make sure that we, you know, do a good job with it.
In spite of records, this has always been a tough place to play for a road team. Any thoughts on home floor advantage?
Oh yeah, they definitely have an advantage. You know, playing here at this gym is a very hard place to play. It's not one of the places that I love to play. Like I told you, I love to play in the Purple Pit in South Eugene. Sheldon, I'm indifferent, and you know, out of the Eugene schools, this is the one that I don't like. You know, it's the gym that I don't like out of all the three.
Can you point to a characteristic, or is there just a feeling?
Just the feeling. No characteristics. Just the feeling of, you know, being in certain gyms and understanding, you know, traditions and stuff like that. It's not that I dislike it. It's just that out of the three, this would be my least favorite.
All right. Coach, thank you very much. We'll talk again a little bit later, hopefully, with your team at 7-5. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking. That's where Dental Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply. Now, starting tonight, for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 3, Peyton Bruner, a 6'3 senior. A 6'5 sophomore wearing number 23 is Jordan Rosetta. A 5'9 senior wearing number 1, and it's his birthday, Zach DeShane. Happy birthday, Zach. Wearing number 11, a 6-foot freshman, Jameis Traylor, will get the start tonight. And a 6-foot junior wearing number 4 is Kingston Connolly, also getting the start tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Pretty stable starting lineup for most of this season in 2025. We'll talk about the what we suspect to be the starting lineup for the Wolverines right after this word from our good friends at Farmers.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back to the Wolverines Den, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get this game underway, let's talk about the projected starters for Willamette High School. And this is based on the starters that we saw last month at Heater Newman Gym. Includes number 5, Tony Cumberland. He is a junior. He had 14 points in that game, 1 3-pointer. He was 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Also expected to start a senior, Jason Butler, had 11 points in that game, including 3 3-pointers. So he's the shooter. Watch him. He wears number 10. A 6-foot senior, also expected to start tonight, wears number 2, is Taylor Hall. Taylor Hall had 4 points in the first game. A junior getting the got the start in January. Number 4, Berkeley Granberry, a junior, had 4 points in that game also. And the fifth starter expected to be number 20, was a sophomore. And that's Kanan Burke. There are other seniors there that would probably start tonight because it is a senior night. So we'll also point out number 3, Cole Zumwalt. We have not seen him on the floor before. And let me see, Jaden Garcia did see some action last year. He's a 5'7 senior. And Cole Newton, also a senior. And I have no information on those three young men other than what we just shared with you. So that's the situation here, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming as both teams continue their warm-ups here. About 5 minutes left on the warm-up clock. As we look back to January 31st of this year, the Cavemen came away with a 51-35 victory. You heard head coach Jesse refer to it was a pretty close game until the fourth quarter. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 11-7, led by two at the half, 22-20. And led at the end of three periods by 35-32. So it was close through three periods. Once again, the final score, 51-35. Who was significant in that game? Peyton Bruner was significant. Now, I think that was about his second game back. And he was beginning to find his stride. And while still not playing at full strength, had a pretty good night. But it came late. He had 4 points in the first half, both of those in the second quarter. In the third period, he had, make 5 points. At 5 points in the second quarter, he had a free throw there, too. He had two field goals in the third period and five field goals in the fourth period to really stretch it out. Once again, he had 20 points in that game. Now, in support of Peyton that night, Jordan Rosetta, and this is going to read like most of the games have been since Peyton Bruner returned to the lineup. Rosetta, in a supporting role that night, had 14 points and really unleashed his three-point shot that night. He had two threes. That gave him five field goals and was two for two from the free throw line, 14 points. Zach DeShane contributed his normal 7, 8, 9 points per game. Tim Hart hit a couple. Kingston Connolly and Grady McKittrick also scored in that contest. So that's what we need to look for tonight. If the Cavemen can get a repeat of that same performance, they should be in good stead here, once again relying on their defense to keep them in it. And that's what they've done all season long. A ferocious defensive team, and we'll talk more about that when they come back after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
As we look over the starting lineup for the Wolverines tonight, of course, one of the keys will be Tony Cumberland. He was the leading scorer. We mentioned earlier he had 14 points. That came on six field goals. One three-pointer was one for three from the free-throw line. So he's the one that they really needed to stop. Gets good support from Jason Butler, wears number 10. He had four field goals, three of them threes. He is also a factor. After that, doesn't seem to be much on the floor. So the Grants Pass Cavemen can focus on taking two out. One man, Jacob Hall, did foul out with a little over almost 15 seconds left. And he also picked up a tee. Incidentally, I think in the JV game, we saw a couple of tees tonight. So we've seen more technical fouls called this year. And there's I don't think we're seeing anything different on the floor other than some interpretations may have changed just a bit. And that's just my speculation and nothing official. We've got less than 2 minutes left on the warm-up clock. That's where we stand right now, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. They offer complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. They brought you the keys to tonight's game, so stay tuned for the tip-off coming after this one-minute Keith Madden timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby, featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Classy, family. your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams have gone back to their benches right now as we anticipate the introduction of players and the tip-off coming here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, coming to you live from Willamette High School tonight for the final regular season game for both of these teams, the Cavemen and the Wolverines. That being said, the Cavemen looking to go 7-5 with a victory tonight. That should clinch a playoff spot for them, maybe move them into second or third place in conference, depending on what else happens around the conference. Now, happening around the conference tonight, the Sheldon Irish are hosting the North Medford Black Tornado. So that's something to consider. We're about ready to have our national anthem here, according to what I see happening in front of us. So when we do that national anthem, and we'll pause in our coverage, we'll be right back after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Wipeout hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Final strains of the national anthem being performed a cappella here by, I believe, one of the rally squad members of the Wolverines. There we go. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight. One of the largest I remember seeing here in this gymnasium. But get ready to have some fun, folks. Should be a good basketball game here tonight. Should be competitive start to finish. I believe they're about ready to introduce the starting lineup now. First of all, for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Wearing number one. 5'9 senior, happy birthday to Zach DeShane. Number three, Peyton Bruner, 6'3 senior, being introduced. Number four, Kristen Connolly. And number 11 is Jameis Traylor. And number 23 is Jordan Rosetta. So as suspected, we no surprises with the lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Now we expect their seniors to start tonight, so we'll see exactly what happens here. Number one being introduced tonight, that's Jaden Garcia. And number two, Jacob Hall, getting the introduction tonight. He did start against Grants Pass. And number three is Cole Zumwalt, getting the start tonight. And wearing number four, Berkeley Gradbury, had 4 points in the first game. And number 13 is Cole Newton, did not play in that first contest. So We have at least the starting lineups now for both sides, ladies and gentlemen, so get close to your radios. Glad to have you with us tonight. We suspect there'll be another Grants Pass game, but we won't know until the rankings close, and that won't be until 10 o'clock on March 1st. 10 o'clock on March 1st, that's Saturday night, I believe. Move to the center of the floor. Number three, Zumwalt, squaring off against Peyton Bruner. Bruner controls to Rosetta in the backcourt. Quickly over to Connolly. Connolly across the timeline at center court. Moves off to the right-hand side against what appears to be a zone defense. Now left-hand side to Deshane. Wing left. Got trailer posted high. Backs off to a corner right now. And they give the ball off to Deshane from the wing. He drives the free throw line. Kicks it right-hand side to Rosetta. The free throw line shot is up. Off, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Wolverines. Lets the traffic clear. And number two hits the floor on the run. That's Hall. Hall comes out against Deshane, working out front, left front court now. Spins, tries to get by, has room, sees a lane, comes down, cut off by Connolly. Spins around Connolly, puts a shot up, no good, draws a foul. And this is going against Deshane early, so happy birthday, Zach. So Deshane gets the first infraction of the night, going to the free throw line. Garcia. Shot is up. Rims and out. No good. One more. Two dribbles. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Rims and out. 0-for-2. Rebound Rosetta for Grants Pass. Gives the ball off to Deshane. Zach brings the ball down. Garcia waits for him at the timeline. Crosses, then goes to left-hand side of the post. It's Rosetta. Then high post, then go back to Bruner. Bruner, drive shot is up, off, no good. Long rebound and a foul called. I think that was Connolly going after it. Foul is going to be called on number 13. That's Cole Newton. So he'll get his first infraction of the night. First for the Wolverines. Ball inbounds play comes to Deshane, wing left-hand side. Tried to get it right back to Rosetta at the low post. It was slapped away. Still Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. Far corner, our end of the floor, which is the far end for me. We're actually on the northwest corner if we were in Heater Newman Gym. On the drive after the inbounds pass to Connolly. And Connolly finds two for Grants Pass, and Grants Pass has the early lead. 2-0 right now. On the drive, here come the Wolverines. Kicks ball down low on the baseline. Man spins in, loses momentarily. Spins, shoots over, and it's up and good for number four. That's Granberry. He has his first two, and we're tied at two. Deshane back. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Bruner. Left front court. Drives himself to the free throw line. Comes all the way down. Kicks it right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta goes up with a shot. Is fouled from behind. He'll go to the free throw line with two. And this foul going to be called on number three, that's Zumwalt. So Zumwalt will pick up his first second team foul on the Wolverines this period. And at the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, 70% free throw shooter. Shot is up, rims, balances, and rolls off. Seems to be pretty streaky at the free throw line. He hit 5-6 in a row and then go 50-50. So this one should go down. There's the final dribble. There's the deep breath. Shot is up. Good follow through. Rims and out. 0-for-2. And it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Rosetta comes over to make the play. Caveman put four men across the baseline. Ball looped out front to Traylor right at the top of the key. Traylor back down low to Rosetta in the paint. Rosetta tries to back in. Spins. Puts one up off glass. Won't go. It was deflected. And the ball goes out of bounds, but it'll be off of Grants Pass, and the ball will belong to the Wolverines. We're tied at two here in the early going first period. 6:19 to play in period number one. Inbounds play against full court pressure. That 2-2-1 zone, the Cavemen throw out. Ball goes quickly to Garcia. Garcia drops the ball back quickly to Hall. Hall brings the ball down to the timeline. Up quickly to Garcia. Drives left-hand side. Hands off then to Granberry. Back right-hand side. Bounce pass down low. Man drives into the paint, spins, wants to go hard to the glass, shot is up and off, no good. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. Rosetta, heavy through traffic. Left-hand side, drops the ball, and I think he traveled. He did. Turns the ball over. 5:51 on the clock. Still tied at two here, folks. Inbounds play from the sidelines in the backcourt for the Wolverines. Once again, in against that zone, looks like a 1-2-2 this time. Ball goes to Garcia, right-hand side. He's trapped, gives the ball off quickly to number two, Hall. Hall flips across the sideline, deflected out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball, so Grants Pass defense once again forces a turnover. DeShane will make the inbounds play just in front of his own bench. He gives up to Connolly quickly. Connolly comes down right at center court, into the forecourt, moves off to the right-hand side. Finds Bruner, corner right-hand side. He looks down low for Rosetta. Flips it out high post to Rosetta. Right back to Bruner. Bruner drives into the paint. Wants to come down. Hard to the glass. Shot is up off. No good. I believe he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And this foul, I think, on Garcia. We'll see. It goes up on the scoreboard. Yes. So Garcia will pick up his first third team foul this period on the Wolverines at the free throw line. Jordan Rosetta, 70% free throw shooter, rims it out. No good. Grants Pass can't get a ball through this hoop here. Two very good shooters, Rosetta and Bruner, both have missed free throws. Shot is up this time. This one, nothing but net. So Grants Pass has the lead, 3-2 here in the first period. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Once again, against that 2-2-1 zone. Deflected by Bruner, picked up by Connolly, drives to the glass, balances on the edge of the rim, and that rolls off. It was up there for moments. Rebound by Garcia in the backcourt. He's trapped, throws over the pressure to the right-hand side to Hall. Hall quickly into the forecourt, has the ball almost slapped away by Connolly, turns and drives on the basket, and it's up and good, and Hall gets his first 2 points of the basketball game, and the Wolverines lead at their home court, 4-3. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Bruner as he came in back on the attack quickly. Bruner drives the baseline, wants to go underhand, and tried to shovel it back into Rosetta. Lost the ball, deflected out of bounds, and it will be Wolverine basketball. They're really congesting the paint today. 4:54 to play, first period, 4-3. Grants Pass down by a point. Inbounds play in the backcourt coming from the Wolverines. Goes right-hand side quickly to Garcia. Back to Hall. Long pass into the forecourt quickly to Newton. Newton in the front court. Flicks the ball right back to Garcia. Left-hand side in the corner. 4-3. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound Traylor. And Traylor is fouled by Zumwalt. Zumwalt will pick up his second. And the Cavemen will have the ball inbounds in the backcourt. Once again, it's DeShane right in front of his own bench. Has Connolly in the backcourt with him. Substitution for the Wolverines. Zumwalt, the senior, comes out. Didn't see who came in for him. That's a far end of the gym. But Connolly back on the attack for Grants Pass quickly. Goes right-hand side on the corner to Traylor. Deflected, fought for, but Traylor controls to Rosetta. Left-hand side then to DeShane. DeShane tries to penetrate. Drops the ball down low to Bruner on the baseline. Hard to the glass. It's up and down, and Bruner has his first field goal tonight. And the Cavemen rest the lead back. It's 5-4. Grants Pass by one in the backcourt against full court pressure. The Wolverines trying to figure it out. To Garcia, across the timeline now, lead pass right hand side to Zumwalt, flips it on the corner, down low on the baseline, backhand shot is up, off no good, foul called, and this one's going against Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his first, second team foul on Grants Pass here in the first period. 4 minutes to play, it's 5-4 by Grants Pass. At the free throw line, number four is Granberry, has 1 2-point field goal so far. First trip to the free throw line that we've seen here in Grants Pass. He hit 2 for 2, so he's a shooter. Shot is up, rims, and up. Well, it's not perfect. For Grants Pass, Traylor comes out. Connolly comes out. Hart is in, along with McKittrick. One more shot coming for Granberry. His shot is up and off. No good. 0 for 2 for Granberry. As a team, 0 for 4 here. McKittrick brings the ball down for Grants Pass. Goes right-hand side on the wing to Hart. Hart looks down low for a cutter, then comes back out front top of the key to Rosetta. Left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane slides into the corner, looks for the three. Shot is up. Off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of the Wolverines. They give it up to Garcia. Garcia across the timeline, left front court. Comes back to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Hall. Hall lobs it down low left-hand side. Throws it out of bounds. Lob was a little too hard. The Cavemen get the ball right back just below us here. From the sideline, almost in the corner, in the backcourt, McKittrick comes over to make the play. He does, flips the ball into DeShane, and the Cavemen come down at the 3:33 mark, leading by 1-5-4, and looking for more. DeShane goes right-hand side in the corner to Hart. Back out front quickly to McKittrick. Shovels left-hand side to Rosetta. Head fakes and drives to the top of the key. Comes all the way down the paint. Underhanded layup is off. No good. Looking for a foul. Didn't get it. Rebound taken down by the Wolverines. Wolverines getting some rebounds tonight. Lead pass up to Hall. Hall on the drive to the free throw line. Shoots over Rosetta, and they call a traveling foul. Or a traveling infraction, pardon me. McKittrick gets the ball inbounds in the backcourt quickly to DeShane, and Zach Walsh to ball down slowly. Coming up to the three-minute mark, still 5-4 here in the first period. DeShane out front between the circles, directing traffic. Goes left-hand side on the wing to Bruner. Bruner to the free throw line. Elevates there. Shot is up and good. And Bruner buries his second field goal of the night. He's got five in the basketball game, and the game in the lead. It's the largest it's been right now by 3-7-4. In the backcourt, Garcia over the top. Gives the ball up quickly to Burke for the Wolverines. Burke slides right-hand side. Draws a double team back left-hand side as the Cavemen show a matchup zone by ball down low. Shot is up and off. Rebound taken away by DeShane. DeShane drives down the left-hand side. Falls down on a blocking foul called, I believe, on the Wolverines as Zach is on the floor. Not sure how he got tripped up, but he's still on the floor. 7-4 the score right now. We're going to take just a quick timeout. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. As we look down on the floor, Coach Jesse and I believe the trainer for the Wolverines are out talking to Zach DeShane, who remains on the floor. They were looking at, I believe, his left knee. Crowd remains quiet here. Final game of the season for both of these teams here. So, of course, you never want to see any young athlete on either side go down on the floor. He went down pretty hard. But he is up now. That gets a round of applause. It was helped up by Coach Jesse. And seems to be favoring that left side a little bit. They're talking about it right now. He's reaching down and rubbing it. So we'll see if he can rub the pain away. He'll have to come out, of course, because of the injury. So on the floor right now, we've got Hart, McKittrick, Connolly, Bruner, and Rosetta. And I've not seen him put a... Now he's putting a little weight on it. He is walking along. He's following the trainer to the far end of the floor, maybe to get something wrapped. So he's putting weight on it. So we'll watch his progress. He's going to the free throw line is number 4 for Grants Pass, Kingston Connolly. So Kingston, 3 dribbles. Picks the ball up. One more dribble. There's a deep breath. Deep knee bed. Shot is up and good. So Connolly gets his 3rd point of the basketball game. And it's 8-4. Grants Pass by 4. One more for Connolly. And the shot is up and good. So Connolly has 4. Grants Pass has 9 and leads by 5. Inbounds play in the backcourt quickly against that full court pressure. The Cavemen throw up with that zone press. Ball drops back to Hall. Hall into the forecourt. Comes left-hand side quickly to Burke. Burke down low. Shot is up and off. No good from three-point land. Rebound taken down by the Wolverines. Going hard to the glass was number 13, Newton. And we got a foul called on Grant's Pass. I believe McKittrick. That's the call. So McKittrick will pick up his first infraction. 13 foul on the Cavemen. While number 13 goes to the free throw line. That's Cole Newton. He's one of their seniors. Shot is up, off, no good. Substitution, let's see, comes on. Number 12 is coming back on. That's McCann for the Wolverines as Garcia sits down. And Newton, one more shot at the charity stripe. Shot is up and off, no good. And a jump ball call, alternate possession rule, points for the Wolverines. They have the ball inbounds in the end line, their end of the floor. And Hall comes over to make the inbounds play. Put three men down low, one man out at the top of the key. And there's the count. Ball comes way up front, though, to number 12, McCann. Gives the ball up quickly to Burke. Burke between the circles, trying to get by McKittrick's defense. Ball comes back left-hand side quickly to number 4. Shot is up, no good. Ball comes out front. Hall from 25 feet out, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rosetta high for the rebound. Lead pass up quickly to Bruner, right-hand side. He's 1-on-4. He'll wait for better numbers back up front to Rosetta. Right at the top of the key between the circles. Gives the ball off to Conley. Conley, right front court. Goes right-hand side on the wing to McKittrick. He looks down low for a cutter. There's Rosetta in the paint. Rosetta looking for Bruner. Spins himself. Goes hard to the glass. He gets his first field goal of the night. So Rosetta has 2. The Cavemen have 11 and a lead by 7. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Wolverines. Comes across the timeline quickly. Lead pass up right-hand side to Cole. Drives, goes hard to the glass. Foul called either on, well, let's see, Rosetta or Bruner. They were both there. Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his first. That's the 4th team foul on the Cavemen in the first period here. Has a minute 14 left to play. And going back to the free throw line is Cole Newton. He is 0-for-2 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Shot is up. Found the net this time. That's the first free throw they've dropped. They are now 1-of-7 from the charity stripe. One more shot coming for Noden. Makes it 11-5. Shot is up and good. So he finds 2. He's got 2 in the basketball game. It's 11-6. Grant's passed by 5. Traylor to make the inbounds play. He's got Conley in the backcourt with him. Shane's up and moving on a taped ankle, I believe. Well, he's back on the floor. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to Bruner. Bruner drives, spins, comes back in the paint. Lays one off. Great move. Great athletic move by Bruner. He's got 7 in the basketball game, and it's 13-6. Big pass comes in left-hand side to Garcia. Back to Hall. Hall back left-hand side to Garcia. There's the trap. Right-hand side then to Hall. Lead pass up. Stolen away by Conley. Conley drives and is fouled by number 20. That's Burke. So Burke, I believe, will pick up the infraction. That's the call. They say that's his second. I'm not sure that I agree, but that's all right. At the free throw line right now, Kingston Conley. Shot is up and bounced 3 times and fell off. 2-for-3 so far tonight. Got 4 points in the basketball game and a chance for one more here from the charity stripe. There's the 3 dribbles. Spins the ball. One more dribble. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Rims and foul. Falls through. Yes. So Conley 3-for-4. He's got 5 points in the first period here. 14-6. Grants Pass leading by 8 in the backcourt. Ball flipped to the right-hand side. Grants Pass's defense has been pretty tough tonight. Long pass down the floor. Slapped away by Conley. Couldn't control it, though. It goes into the stands. They flip it right back, and it'll be Wolverine's ball inbounds from the sideline between the end line and the timeline on the drive. Hall all the way. Found a seam. Lays one up and in. He was wide open all the way. Saw that one. Made it happen. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes from Conley to Bruner. And Bruner into the forecourt quickly. Right-hand side on the wing. Looks like he wants to go all the way. Does. Kicks the ball in the corner, though, to Traylor. Traylor bimps out to the wing and a blocking foul called on Hall. So Hall will pick up this infraction. And I have that as the 5th. And going back to the free throw line. Number 11 this time. Oh, that's Traylor. Traylor stands in. Shot is up. And Traylor scores at the charity stripe. So he's got 1. The Cavemen have 15, and the Cavemen lead by 7. It's 15-8. One more shot coming for Jameis. Shot is up. Rims bounced out. Oh. And put right back up and in by Bruner. And he was fouled. So Bruner has 9, looking for his 10th foul. And foul called on number 4, Granberry. That'll be the first on Granberry. And 1 shot coming for Bruner. Shot is up and good. So Bruner with 10 points here in the first period with 16 seconds left in this stanza. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Ball goes right-hand side the hole. Still, here's the trap forming. Sees the trap, stops. Long pass down the floor to a man wide open. Hard to the glass. Missed it. Rebound, though, put back up and in by number 12, McCann. And McCann gets his first 2 points in the basketball game. Half-court shot at the buzzer is no good. So we'll tip our hats to our good friends at Moser Paving, who brought you the first period. They can do it all for you. All your site preparation needs, gravel, you give them a call. Drainage, they'll fix it. And give them a call, 479-2424. We'll be right back with the second period after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Right back to action. Caveman have the basketball in the hands of Bruner. Corner left-hand side. High post. The ball comes to Rosetta. Rosetta hands off. Back off to Bruner. Pass stolen away, though, and all the drive down the right-hand side. Bruner's defense comes back, slows it down. They drop the ball right back to Cole. He goes up, lost the ball out of bounds. And they say Trailer made him lose it, so it will be Wolverine's ball inbounds from the end line, their end of the floor, with 7:38 to play here in period number two. Caveman up by 8, 18-10. Inbounds play, and it's 18-12 now as the alley-oop play for Granberry, and Granberry takes up his fourth point of the basketball game. Conley brings the ball down quickly to Trailer. Trailer, left-hand side, drives to that leg, puts it up and in, and Trailer, working hard tonight, has his fifth point or third point in the basketball game. Hall brings the ball down, though, as a caveman pressure has fallen back a little bit. Caveman will lead it right now, 20-12. Ball in the high post, then quickly back to Hall. Hall to the right-hand side. He'll elevate from just inside the arc and gets a two-point shot. So he's got six in the basketball game, and it's 20-14. Conley lead pass down left-hand side to Trailer on the wing. Alley-oop down low to Rosetta. Rosetta attacks along the baseline. Backhanded layup is up and good for Rosetta. His second field goal of the night. He's got four, and the Cavemen lead at 22-14. Garcia brings the ball down for the Wolverines out between the circles against a 2-1-2 zone by Grants Pass right now. Stops between the circles, comes right-hand side to Hall. Hall back out front to Garcia, left front court. See, says, give me a high post. Someone moves over for that position. Looking, ball comes back right-hand side to Hall. Drives the wing right-hand side, launches from there. It's off, no good. Long rebound way out front to Bruner. Bruner hits the floor on the run. It's 1-on-3. They're outnumbered. Drows left-hand side to Conley. Lays it up in. Great move by those two. And Conley having a great night. He's got seven in the basketball game. 24-14. The Caveman up by 10 here in the second period. Ball out front to Hall for the Wolverines. Hall stops between the circles. Goes left-hand side quickly. Ball flips it left-hand side for three, off, no good. Long rebound being fought for and still tipped up. Control, winning it is Trailer. Trailer on the fly down the right-hand side. Out in front of everybody, lays one up and in, and Trailer picks up his fifth point in the basketball game. And timeout has been called on the floor. Look at the scoreboard here with 5:50 to play. The Cavemen up by 12, 26-14. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I. At Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen come back out on the floor with a young man named DeShane back on the floor, looking pretty good. When play is resumed, it'll be Wolverine's ball in, bouncing the end line far into the floor once again against that full court pressure by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Looks like a 1-3-3 or a 1-3-1 trap zone now. He'll throw the ball right-hand side to Hall. Hall comes up, flips the ball down the floor, and is handed off quickly. Goes into the corner left-hand side to Burke. Burke, a little shaking and bacon, comes out front again, comes back left-hand side quickly to number 13. That's Newton. Newton with the basketball right out front to Hall again. Hall drives the right-hand side. Bounce pass down low. And working against Traylor. Can't find anyone. Stolen away after the defense by Traylor. Bruner stepped in front of him, took the basketball away, flipped it back to Conley, and Conley into the forecourt for the Cavemen. Leading by 12 right now. Conley drives left-hand side, then backs away. Still left front court. Wants to drive. Penetrates. Comes all the way down. Goes up with a shot that's blocked, but retrieved by the Wolverines in the corner, and they'll come back looking for some offense. They hand the ball off to Hall down the right-hand sideline. He comes top of the key, still moving with the basketball. Hands it off left-hand side quickly to Burke. Burke out front with the basketball, slides left-hand side. Gets the ball down low. Loose basketball picked up by Traylor. Lead pass out. The lead pass out. Stolen away, though. Comes right back to Burke left-hand side. Out front quickly to Zumwalt. Zumwalt drives to the right-hand side on the wing. Hands the ball off to Hall again. Hall drives. Lays one up off. No good. I think we're going to call a foul probably on Traylor. But Deshane was there. We'll see. And it's a shooting foul. They've called it on Connelling. That'll be the first on Connelling. First team foul on the Cavemen in this period. And at the free throw line right now is Mr. Hall. Shot is up and good. So Jacob Hall picks up his seventh point. And has one more shot coming at the charity stripe. 26-15 the score. Grants pass by 11, depending on this particular free throw. Three dribbles, spins the ball. Shot is up. Good follow through. Nothing but net. Hall gets his 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points for the Wolverines. And I'm not sure why the buzzer stopped the action right now. I think the shot clock came unplugged, and they have just plugged it back in. That's one that we can't see because we're almost even with it here in the corner. And now the officials want to check everything. I think they want to make sure it's working. They're satisfied. Traylor in the backcourt to Conley. McKittrick on the floor for Grants Pass along with Deshane and Rosettas. Bruner's getting a little breather. Conley out front. Gets the ball to Deshane on the wing, left-hand side. Spins. Kicks the ball back out front to McKittrick. Right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor wing right-hand side. Looks out front, high post to Rosetta. Right back to Conley. Conley, underhand layup, won't go. Rebound, Wolverines. Well, give the ball to Hall. Hall comes out uncontested this time. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Goes left-hand side, then to Burke. Then high post deflected by Traylor. Almost stolen by Traylor. Burke picks it right back up. Goes left-hand side to Hall. Hall muscles one up from the corner. Oh, no good. Rebound this time by Rosetta. Rosetta through heavy traffic. Comes to stops in the right front court. Gives the ball left-hand side then to Shane. Shane comes to left-hand side, wants to drive, gets to the free throw line, kicks the ball back out front to Traylor. Traylor right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick looks down low. Bounce pass right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta back out, tried to get it to McKittrick on the cut, threw his hands too hard. Hall picks it up, 3-on-1 break. They show the left-hand side, stolen away by Traylor. He's fast. Ball comes right back to Conley. Conley into the forecourt, right-hand side. Left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor on the wing to Rosetta. Rosetta feeds a high post to, Deshane to Rosetta. Back to Deshane at the free throw line. Back to Rosetta on the wing as they trade places. Three-point attempt off the back of the iron, high in the air. Rebound into the hands of Burke quickly for the Wolverines. Gives it right back to Hull as the Grants Pass defense falls back. 3 minutes left to play here in the first half. 26-16, Grants Pass up by 10. Hull with the basketball out front. Shovels to number 13, Newton. Newton comes back to Hull. Hull, right-hand side to Zumwalt. Wants to drive, goes chasing the ball down at the end line. Flips the ball way out front quickly to Newton. Newton with the basketball. Left-hand side then to Burke. Burke drives, kind of puts one up. Whistle stops the action. Foul underneath. Let's see. This one's going against, I believe, Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his second team foul on the Cavemen here in this period with 2:35 to play. And going back to the free throw line again, number 4, Granberry, 0-for-2. And the first period. He's got 4 points in the contest tonight. This shot is up and good, though. So Granberry now atones for missing those first two free throws. As Brunner, who's been getting a breather, comes back in, and Traylor, who's been real significant tonight, gets a little breather. He's been burning up a lot of speed on this court. One more shot coming for number four, Granberry. This one's up, and this one's good also. So Granberry now 2 of 4 from the free throw line in the backcourt. Connolly brings the ball down for Grant's pass. Crosses the timeline, left front court. Slides the right-hand side between the circles. Looks left-hand side, gets a pick from McKittrick, goes into the corner, flips the ball out front then to Hall, or to Hart. Hart to Brunner. Brunner drives, goes up with a shot that is blocked away, and he's fouled by Granberry. Granberry will pick up his second infraction of the night. First team foul this period on the Wolverines and at the free throw line. Peyton Brunner, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, 10 points all in the first period. Shot is up this time off the back of the iron, no good. So one more shot coming for Peyton. Grant's pass leading 26-18 now. One more shot is up, and this one's good. So 11 points for Brunner. 27-18 the score. Grant's pass in the lead. Long pass over the pressure. Slapped away and stolen by Rosetta. Rosetta comes back, wants to go all the way, goes to the baseline, lays one up. That is good. And Rosetta gets his third field goal of the night. And there's full court pressure again by the Cavemen in the backcourt. Ball goes to Garcia. Back over to Burke. Back to Garcia. Against that 2-2-1 zone. They throw over it quickly to number 13, Newton. Newton into the paint. Lays one up. That is good. So Newton gets his first field goal tonight. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. And it's a 9-point lead for Grants Pass, 29-20. Conley, right front court. Then reverses direction. Goes left-hand side. Then spins. Comes back to the right. Go down low to Brunner. Brunner elevates from 15 feet. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound comes out of bounds. Evidently off of Rosetta. And it'll be Wolverine's ball inbounds from the inline far end of the floor. And the Cavens still showing full court pressure. On that court are Connolly, Brunner, McKittrick, Hart, and Rosetta. Rosetta back deep at the top of the key. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Garcia. Garcia back left-hand side to Hall. Back to Garcia. Garcia left-hand side back to Hall. Hall back to Garcia across the timeline quickly. Avoids the trap. Gives the ball to Hall left-hand side. Drives fence. Reverses the direction of the free throw line. Surrounded there. Flips the ball right-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Coming down with the rebound is number four, Granberry. Granberry spins. Fires. Off. No good. Rebound in the hands of Rosetta. Jordan reads the floor. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Brings it down. Flips the ball up to Conley. Conley across the timeline, left front court, right hand side to Rosetta. In the corner, left to McKittrick. Pumps Watts. Gives the ball to Brunner at the high post. Brunner looks down low for Rosetta, and Rosetta is fouled, I believe, by Garcia. We'll see as the official goes to the sideline. I think that's the call. No, it's going against Granberry, number four. That'll be the third on him. And he'll get a little breather. As number three comes into the basketball game, that's Zumwalt. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. Hart will make the play. Flips the ball out front to Conley. Conley left side on the wing. Turns, drives to the top of the key. Splits the ball all the way down. Tried to go hard to the glass. Lost the ball before he elevated. Out of bounds. It'll be Wolverine's basketball. 29-20. Grants pass by 9 here with 42 seconds left here in the first half. At 2-2-1 zone. Defense into the backcourt right now. Lead pass comes up quickly to Garcia in the forecourt, left-hand side. And a whistle stops the action away from the ball. And the official's going to confer. I didn't see an infraction. May have had a moving screen somewhere. It's going to be Wolverine's ball. Again, I'm not sure for the reason for the stoppage of play. May have been the time clock again. Inbounds play coming from Hall on the sideline, about 10 feet down from the timeline, their end of the floor. Ball comes to Garcia, right quickly to Hall. Hall across the top of the key, right-hand side, back to the left to Garcia. Corner left-hand side, Boer shot is up for three. From three, that Zumwalt comes off the floor and finds three, his first points in the basketball game. And it's 6 points, now 29-23. In the backcourt, Connolly comes across the right front court, goes right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick, bounce pass. Inside quickly to Brunner. Brunner at the free throw line. Comes down the paint. Lays one up. That it's still on the back of the rim. Stuck there. And it's tipped away. No points. And the ball belongs to the Wolverines. I've seen it before, but not very often, folks. Long pass comes in quickly to Zumwalt. Zumwalt into the forecourt quickly. Contest lost at the buzzer. And at the end of the first period of play, the Cavemen, first half of play, the Cavemen lead by 6, 29-23. We'll be back and recap it all for you, folks, right after this one-minute Caveman. Make this a two-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open for from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com. A legendary pizza tradition.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Wipeout hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Here at the half, the Cavemen up by 6, 29-23. Cavemen led by, 18-10 at the end of the first period. We're outscored 13-11 in the second period. Grants Pass scoring came on 11 field goals. They were 7 of 13 from the free throw line and were whistled for 6 fouls compared to 9 fouls against the Wolverines. Wolverine scoring came on 8 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They were 6 of 12 from the free throw line. That's 50%. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. I need to go back and give Diamond Home Improvement a little love here. They brought you the second quarter to have all season long. We tip our hats to them right on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. And you can read it all in their name. It's Diamond Home Improvement. Whatever you need to improve your home. Paint, paint brushes, carpeting, window treatments in terms of blinds and things. And for the outside of the home, of the garden or in the shrubbery or in the outdoor shrubbery that you want or things are coming up for the spring, you need tools. Listen, it's Diamond Home Improvement. I want to tip our hats to them and thank them for their support. Now, individually. First of all, for the Willamette Wolverines, in a starting role, Cole Newton has 4 points on a field goal, 2 for 4 shooting at the free throw line. Jaden Garcia has handled the ball an awful lot for the Wolverines. Missed 2 free throws, picked up a single foul. Cole Zumwalt, in a starting role, picked up a 1 3-point shot. That's the only one in the game for either team right now. He has 2 fouls. Off the bench, Cameron McCann has 1 2-point field goal and no fouls. Also coming off the bench, Kanan Burke, one foul. Let's see. Granberry has 6 points to lead their scoring. He's got 2 field goals, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, and 3 fouls. And Jacob Hall has 3 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points and is their leading scorer right now with a single foul. And for the Grants Pass Cavemen, we've seen Grady McKittrick. He's not figured into my scoring line. I checked that. He does have 1 foul. Kingston Connolly, pretty good night so far. 2 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points and a single foul. James Traylor, also pretty good night with 5 points in the first half. 2 field goals, 1 for 2 shooting at the free throw line. He's got 5 points, also 2 fouls. Tim Hart has some minutes, but hasn't figured into my scoring line. Zach DeShane picked up a single foul and then went down hard early and came out of the game with an injury and has had action to been on the floor and looked good, but the action has been limited since then. It's his birthday, and the Cavemen may want to save him. He's the heart and soul of his team, coach. They might want to save him for the second half right now. Jordan Rosetta, 3 field goals, 6 points, missed 2 free throws, lots of rebounds, though, and a single foul. Leading scorer for Grants Pass is Peyton Bruner, with 11 points in the contest on 4 field goals, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Once again, 11 points for Peyton Bruner. No fouls on Peyton. That's where we stand right now. Score out on the board right now, 29-23. Cavemen leading by 6 at the half. About 4 minutes left in the halftime. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams back out on the floor right now as we'll share some what analysis we do have for you here. Just observed on the floor, head coach Jesse talking to Zach DeShane. He is showing a little limp, but just threw up a shot here. Looks good. He is still stretching out that left leg, and I'm not sure what the injury was, but he is a tough, courageous young man. And it'll take more than a little bump to stop him. 2:21 on the clock right now. The Cavemen's defense fell off a little bit in the second period. They've been up by as much as 12, and the Wolverines trimmed that to 6 here at the half. So it's 29-23. So we'll see if the Cavemen continue to throw up a zone defense if they want to make that tighter. We've seen that 2-2-1 and a 1-3-1 go stretched into the backcourt. Of course, the Cavemen's margin right now has come at the free throw line, where they've scored 7 points. So 29-23 the score, and we're coming down to the point here where we're going to take a little deep breath, and then we'll be back with the second period. Or pardon me, with the second half right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Getting ready to get this second half underway. The Cavemen mostly huddled around the bench, but off on one side, Joel Jesse is having a conversation with Jordan Rosetta, each shake, nodding their heads affirmatively. Just some coaching going on there, my encouragement, little technique. Then go ahead, shoot the three. We could use them. So the Cavemen lead by six. They led by three in Grants Pass at the half. Three or two. We'll double check that. At any rate, there's the buzzers. We're getting ready to get back to action. And DeShane is getting the start, still showing a little limp as he comes over to make the inbounds play. With Connolly on the floor, also Bruner, Traylor, and Rosetta. Coming in from the half court, Markets, Cavemen basketball, goes into the back court uncontested to Connolly. Connolly puts the ball on the floor, crosses the timeline at center court. Left-hand side quickly to Bruner. On the wing, left then to Traylor. Traylor looks in the paint, flips the ball out front to Bruner, who retrieves the ball right front court before it's lost. Bounce pass then to Rosetta. Rosetta gives it right back to Traylor. They're working the right-hand side. Traylor goes to the baseline, shovels down low to Rosetta. Comes to the right-hand side, pumps one, gets the man up in the air, puts it up and in, and Rosetta gets his fourth field goal. He's got eight in the basketball game, and the Cavemen lead at 31-23. Garcia back, pardon me, make that Hall out front. Hands the ball off quickly to Zumwalt. Zumwalt bounce pass left-hand side to Hall. Lost it, though, picked up by Connolly. And Connolly comes back on the run. It's 2-on-2. Connolly left-hand side to DeShane for three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Rosetta and a blocking foul, I think. Oh, no, they've called it offensive on Rosetta. So DeShane draws Garcia defensively. Inbounds play taken by Hall. And Hall into the forecourt quickly for the Wolverines. Down 31-23. Out front, top of the key. Ball shoveled high post then to Hall. Hall tries to drive, goes down the baseline. Lays one up off glass, and it's good for Hall. And Hall now has 10 points in the basketball game. He's the leading scorer for the Wolverines. DeShane back. A little head fake comes left hand side to Connolly. Connolly, right-hand side, then to Traylor. On the wing to DeShane. DeShane pumps once, didn't pull the trigger. Lobs the ball inside to Rosetta. Rosetta behind the back pass to Traylor. Back to Rosetta in the free throw line. Spins, comes down, goes hard to the glass. It's checked, though, by Cumberland. Picked up by Hall in the backcourt. Comes down across the timeline, right front court. Hall wants to drive, splits the defenders, goes up with a shot, draws a foul. It'll be either Bruner or Connolly. And I think Bruner. That's the call. So Bruner will pick up his first of the night, second team foul on the Cavemen in this period. And at the free throw line, number two is Jacob Hall, who is 2 for 2 with 10 points in the basketball game for these Wolverines. And right now, he's their leading scorer. And add one more. That's his 11th. And one more shot coming. Traylor comes out. Hart comes back in for Grant's pass. Maybe looking for a little offense from beyond the arc. Hart has more three-point shots dunked than anyone. Second shot up from the free throw line. This one's off. No good. Rebound taken down by the Cavemen. Lead pass out to Connolly. Connolly across the timeline. Goes right-hand side to Hart. On the wing. Gives it down low in the corner to DeShane. DeShane looks. Flips the ball high post to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for man coming by. Then goes down low to Bruner. Bruner head fakes. Goes hard to the glass. Off. It's deflected. Picked up quickly by Newton. Newton gives the ball back to Hall. All back into the forecourt, right-hand side. Right front court with the basketball, protects it. Gets a little pick. Drives left-hand side, trying to get away from a Hart's defense. Shot is up from three-point land. Off, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Bruner. Lead pass comes up to Desane on the run. Can't see a limp there on the drive all the way. Puts one up from the sideline. Off, no good. Rebound chased out of bounds. It's going to be Grant's pass ball inbound from the end line. On our end of the floor. 5:41 showing on the clock here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. 31-26 Grants Pass by 5 here in the third period. Hart will make the inbounds play from the end line. Looking for Connolly, but comes way up front to Desane, left front court. Back right hand side, quickly to Hart for three. Rims and out! That was halfway down the cylinder and climbed back up. Rebound controlled though by Newton. Gives the ball right back to Garcia. Garcia between the circles now. 5:27 on the clock, third period. Ball goes left-hand side in the corner. Three-point attempt there is just off. No good. Long rebound out to Desane. Long pass out to Connolly out in front of everyone. Lays one up. That is just off. No good. Rebound. Rosetta's pumped twice. Then goes Harp with it. Missed. No good. Rebound to pull down. And a foul called underneath. And we've got a timeout called on the floor. A look at the scoreboard with 5:11 to play. It's 31-26. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. Till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Caveman come back out on the floor. I believe that last foul went to Connolly. We're not sure, but that's where we put it in the book. Inbounds play will be coming for the Wolverines, far end of the floor against full court pressure. Man to man right now. Ball comes in from Hall, left-hand side to Garcia. Desane is with him, stride for stride. Garcia drives into the forecourt, left-hand side. Garcia... Shane's got him surrounded. Ball goes left-hand side down low. Spinning shot inside is bouncing three times and rolls through by number three, Zumwalt. And he's got his fifth point in the basketball game. And it's 31-28. Closes his spin in a while. Desane into the forecourt. Top of the key. Comes right-hand side down low out to Bruner. Let him just a little bit. Bruner couldn't quite catch up with it. Turns the ball back over to the Wolverines. 31-28. Grants pass by three. Wolverines with the basketball looking to close. On the floor for Grant's pass, Hart, Bruner, Rosetta, Connolly, and Desane. Out front, Hall, well, the basketball gives the ball up quickly. 13. Zumwalt to top of the key. A three-point attempt there. Hits the back of the iron. Off, no good. High for the rebound as Rosetta protects it as he comes down. Brings the ball down himself quickly, uncontested into the forecourt. Left-hand side to Desane. Corner left to Hart. Hart looks for a man in the paint. Gives the ball high post into Bruner. Bruner hard to the glass. Quick move. Shot is up and good for Bruner. And Bruner picks up his first field goal in a while. I count him for 13 points in the basketball game. 33-28 now. Five-point lead on the drive. Right-hand side. Hall goes up with the shot. And I think Rosetta got him for the foul. No. They're going to call that on Bruner. So Bruner will pick up his second. That is the fourth team foul on the Caveman this period. With 4 minutes left here in the third. Inbounds play looped in quickly to Granberry. Granberry's left-hand side. Stolen away by Bruner. Is out in front of everybody. He lays up and stuffs it home. So Bruner gets his sixth field goal. And I think they just call him for a technical for hanging on the basket. And Coach Jesse's up saying, come on. His protest will fall on deaf ears. The officials are going to talk about it now, I think. now, I'm not sure it's the head official, but certainly the most elderly. There's the sidelines. Techno foul shot is up and good by Hall. So Hall 4 of 5, and one more shot coming. Wolverines will get the ball back. Shot is up and good. Berg is into the basketball game for Grants Pass. And Grants Pass has just been called for a time, just called a timeout. 3:54 showing on the clock. Grants Pass by 5:30, 5:30. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass by 5 right now, 35-30, leading by 5. We're in the third period, just under 4 minutes left here. 3:54 showing on the clock. Peyton Brunner, and I'm not sure they, I don't believe they counted that last shot, so he has 5 field goals, 13 points in the basketball game. Rosetta has 8 points. Trailer 5. Connolly 7. But Cavens offense has been a little quiet here in the third period. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. No, pardon me, it's going to be Wolverines ball inbounds from the half court mark. Inbounds play goes to Hall in the backcourt. Brunner's guarding him. Slides off the right hand side. Ball goes on the wing quickly to Newton. Newton back out top of the key to Zumwalt. Zumwalt elevates 15-footer shot. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Fires again. This one is good for Zumwalt. That's his third field goal of the night. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. Connolly brings it down, leading by 3, 35-32. Connolly goes right-hand side of Traylor. Traylor wing right. Goes down low in the corner to Rosetta. Rosetta looks left and right. Flips the ball into Brunner at the high post. Brunner spins. Comes back hard to the glass. Goes up with a shot. But he is fouled, I believe, by Burke. So that's the call. Burke will pick up the infraction. And he'll go to the free throw line. They say that is the third on Burke. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron. No good for Peyton Brunner. He is now 3 of 6 from the free throw line. And one more shot coming. One dribble, shot is up, hits the front of the iron, off, no good. 3 of 7, rebound Brunner, gives the ball back, right back to Connolly. Connolly, left-hand side to Trailers. It came in looking for some offense, left-hand side to Berg. Back out front then to Rosetta. Rosetta comes right-hand side, gets a pick from Brunner, goes all the way down, puts one up off last, no, won't go. Rebound taken down by number 4, Granberry. Granberry's outlet goes to Hall, left-hand side, 3 minutes on the clock, third period. Hall, left-hand side, gets a pick out front. Tries to shoot over Brunner. Shot is up, off, no good. Ball slapped away in the corner, chased down by Berg, and it's going to be Wolverine's ball inbounds from the inline. They're into the floor. In the corner, 35-13, Grants Pass by 3. The Wolverines with the basketball here in the third period. Final game of the year for each of these teams. Final regular season game. Three-man screen set up along the lane. Breaking out of that lane. Ball comes out front. Then left-hand side. Then out front, top of the key. Down low on the post. Turnaround jumper is off. No good. And the rebound controlled by Rosetta. Rosetta brings the ball down the floor. Right-hand side to Brunner. Brunner head fakes. It goes, tries to go hard to the glass. Draws a foul from Granberry. And Granberry has just picked up his 4th of the night. And he's frustrated. Rosetta checks back in. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. On the floor for Grants Pass. No, from the corner inline. And we've got another timeout call. 2:37 on the clock. A look at the scoreboard. It's 35-32. Grants Pass by 3. And the official is going to tell us that it is a 30-second timeout. That's how long we'll take. We'll be back right after this half-minute caveman timeout.
Wipeout hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipe Out Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. It'll be Caveman Ball inbounds from the inline, our end of the floor. When play is resumed, Rosetta will make the play. They put they post four men across the inline right now. Rosetta and Traylor are the low post right now. Bruner in the left-hand corner away from Deshane. They'll lob it in to Bruner. Bruner in the paint. Goes hard to the glass. It's up and down. This one's good. Now he's got 15 in the basketball game. And why are we stopping the clock now? All right, inbounds play from the end line for the Wolverines, putting the ball back into play. They go to Hall. Hall walks it down uncontested. Bruner will pick him up at the timeline out front. Ball comes right-hand side quickly on the wing, looking down low for a cutter. Ball comes out front. Zummel with the basketball. Looks down low. Ball back out right-hand side to Garcia. Garcia comes down, and a foul called either on Traylor or McKittrick. And it'll be a shooting foul. And I think they called it on McKittrick, and I don't see why. No, it's on Traylor. Traylor must have got him as he was going by. So Traylor will pick up his third, his first this period. But that is the 15th foul on the Cavemen in this period. At the free throw line, shot is up and off by Garcia. So Garcia 0 for 3 from the charity stripe tonight. 37-32, Grants Pass by 5. And one more shot coming for the Wolverines, Garcia. Deep knee bend. One dribble. Shot is up. This one's off also. 0 for 4. Rebound chased into the corner and lost into the corner by the Wolverines. It'll be Grant's best ball inbound from the end line. Far into the floor. And Hart checks back in. And Traylor gets a little breather. Bruner in the backcourt. Just hands the ball to Deshane. And Deshane trots down. Ball in his hand. He doesn't show a limp at all. Adrenaline pumping crazy there. Ball left-hand side to Hart. Back out front to Deshane. Inside of 2 minutes here in the third period. Caveman up 37-32. Ball right-hand side to Bruner. Back out front to Deshane. Left-hand side to Hart. Hart for three from the wing. Off, no good. Rebound by Bruner. Off, no good. Rebound. Taking the Hattie alley-oop. Loose basketball in the backcourt. Rosetta got a hand on it, but slowed things down as well. On the attack out front to Wolverines. Left-hand side on the wing. Elevates for three on the wing. This one just off, no good. Rosetta for the rebound, no question about that one. He brings the ball out himself. Lead pass up to Deshane. Deshane head fakes, then to the corner, left-hand side to Hart. Back out to Deshane, left-hand side again to Hart. Hart 4-3, this one just off, no good. Rebound controlled by Zummel. Zummel shovels left-hand side to Garcia. Deshane picks up Garcia as he comes down the floor, pushes him off to the right-hand side. And back to the center, almost lost the basketball. Deshane all over him. Ball comes out front. Stolen away by Bruner. He's out in front of everybody. Comes down all the way and is fouled by Garcia. So Garcia will pick up the infraction. His second of the night. And Bruner will go to the free throw line for a couple. Struggling tonight. 3 of 7 from the free throw line with 15 points. A minute 3 left here in the third period. Caveman basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Glad to have you with us tonight. Bruner goes to the free throw line. One dribble, deep knee bend, shot is up, and good. Another bend up this time. That brings him even at the charity stripe. He is 4 of 8, and that's his 16th point. Average is just over 20. Hart comes out, McKittrick on the floor, along with Deshane, Connelly, Traylor. It's Rosetta getting a little breather. One more shot coming for Bruner. This one's up. Again, nothing but net. Now he's 5 of 9. That's better. In the backcourt. Ball goes to Zumwalt against full court pressure by Traylor. Traylor comes back. There's a trap at the timeline. Ball down low. Bullet pass down low to Zumwalt. Shot is up and good. As to make that Newton. He gets his 6th point of the basketball game, and it's 39-34. Deshane in the forecourt. Goes right-hand side to Connelly. Connelly wing right. Brings the ball back out front. And back left-hand side to Traylor. Wing left-hand side and high post to Bruner. Bruner head fakes, goes hard to the glass, lays one up and in. And Bruner's asserting himself now. He's got 19 points in the basketball game. In the backcourt, all with the best. Sees the trap forming. Goes back left-hand side to Zummel. Zummel, forecourt left-hand side. Lobs it right-hand side to Hall. Hall comes down to wing right-hand side. wants to slide it into the corner, elevates 19 feet. It's off, no good. Long rebound goes into the corner where it's saved there by Connolly. Trapp gives the ball right back to Traylor. Traylor through traffic on the right-hand side. Kicks the ball over to DeShane, right-hand side on the wings. DeShane with the basketball, head fakes, drives, elevates, 15-footer on the way off glass, no good. Ball comes out of bounds off of McKittrick. McKittrick tried to sell it to somebody else, but everybody in the gym saw it. Hall makes the inbounds play against full court pressure. Again, ball comes at the buzzer at the end of three. It's 41-34. We'll be back for the fourth and final period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend. Layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back here as we head into the fourth period, brought to you by our good friends at Abby's. Incidentally, we'll head perhaps to them. Stop by that Williams Highway Plaza and see their new inbounds play slapped away by Bruner. See their new remodel out there. I tell them that history wall out there is something to behold, is what I've been told. 41-34 again. The Wolverines bring the ball inbounds. Someone will make the inbounds play against full court pressure, man-to-man. Now, ball comes out front quickly. Back right-hand side to Someone on the wing. Little head fake, drives the right-hand side. Then backs away from the defense, hands the ball off to Garcia across the top of the key to the left-hand side. Then back to the right-hand side, out front to Someone. Someone attacks along the base, goes to go all the way to the baseline. It's surrounded there by Rosetta. Kicks the ball out, though, quickly to Newton. Newton comes back across the top of the key. Bodies on the floor, and a whistle stops the action. It's Newton on the floor. Foul called on Grant's pass. Bruner, I believe that'll be his third. Well, I have that as his third. The scoreboard showing it as four. So he's going to get a little breather right now at the start of the fourth period, and Traylor comes in. So Grant's pass has McKittrick, Traylor, DeShane, Rosetta, and Connolly on the floor. Inbounds play against full court pressure, slapped away. And Traylor tried to save it, couldn't catch up with it in time. And still, again, from the end line in the corner on the Wolverines end of the floor, the inbounds play. Came in at a man-to-man defense. They go down low, and they're going to call a foul on Connolly. So Connolly will pick up at least his third. And again, the inbounds play coming from the end line for the Wolverines. They'll put a four-man screen down the right-hand side that's broken immediately by the caveman. Now lob the ball way out front to Hall. Gets it in the right front court, working against Traylor. Drives the corner, shovels into the corner to Zumwalt. Zumwalt on the drive, pardon me, not Zumwalt. The cold shot is up and good by Newton. Newton gets his third field goal. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. And it's 41-36. Grant's pass with a lead. DeShane with the basketball. Right hand side to Connolly. Down low to McKittrick in the corner. Bounce pass then to Rosetta. Rosetta down low on the baseline. Puts one up that it's good. And Rosetta gets his fifth field goal. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. 43-36. Grant's pass with the lead. 7 minutes to play in the season, the regular season for each of these teams. Ball out front. Left hand side. Zumwalt goes in the corner to Newton. Newton for three. It's off. No good. Rebound in the hands of Connolly. Protects the basketball. Lets the traffic clear. Puts the ball on the floor as Hall's chasing him into the forecourt. Right hand side. Keeps the dribble alive. Begins to direct traffic himself. Puts Traylor at the high post. Drives the right hand side. Kicking out front is McKittrick. Top of the key. McKittrick. Loose basketball. And I think we're going to call a jump ball. No, a quick timeout by head coach Joel Desi as the ball was being contested and still in the hands of McKittrick. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard. 3-5. Make that 6:36 to play. We'll be back after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. 6:36 to play in the season for these two teams. 43-36 on the scoreboard. The Cavemen have the edge there. And they have the control of the basketball coming in from the sidelines just in front of their own bench. Tim Hart will make the inbounds plays. Got DeShane deep in the backcourt all alone. Also on the floor, McKittrick, Rosetta, and Traylor. To DeShane, quickly into the forecourt, back to Hart. Back to right-hand side to Traylor on the wing. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass, gets it up and down, and he was fouled. So Rosetta gets his sixth field goal. He's got 12 points, and he'll go to the free throw line looking for more. Foul called on number 13. That's Newton. I have that as his second of the basketball game. And Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Three dribbles. One, two more. One more. There's the deep breath. Shot is up and good. So Rosetta adds to the total. It's 46-36. Grants pass back to double digits. 10-point lead. Now ball in the hands of the Wolverines. Zumwalt. Zumwalt left front court. Comes to the top of the key. One of their players, it's Hall, goes to the floor. Zumwalt drives the right-hand side. Spins, puts a shot over Traylor. It's off. No good. Long rebound control finally by Rosetta. Rosetta protects the basketball. Lets the traffic clear. Finds DeShane. DeShane in the backcourt comes up against Garcia. Little head fake, little shaking and bacon right just inside the timeline. He comes to right-hand side. Phil kicks the ball left-hand side to Hart. Hart controls corner left-hand side. Double teams right back to DeShane. DeShane kicks the ball out right-hand side to McKittrick for three off. No good. Long rebound comes out to Hall. Hall to the right-hand side. Head fakes, tries to drive by Hart. Looks for room in the paint. Puts one up. That is good for Hall. He's their leading scorer tonight. He's got 15 in the basketball game. DeShane back on the attack right-hand side. Stopped on the wing. Keeps the dribble alive. Goes down low to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, fires again. Grabs it home. And Rosetta's hurting himself. He's got 15 in the basketball game. And it's still 10, 48-38. Zumwalt brings the ball down for the day. Wolverines in the forecourt left-hand side. Little Sutterstech drives to the corner left-hand. Looks for the baseline. Can't get there. Kicks the ball back out to Holt for three. Rims it out. No good. High for the rebound is Tim Hart. Gives it right back to Rosetta, to DeShane, and the Cavemen walk the ball down. Coming up to the five-minute mark in the season. DeShane out front with the basketball. Left front court. Slides, gets a pick from Rosetta out front. Then drives, gets into the paint from the free throw line. Right back to McKittrick. McKittrick drives, comes down, lays one up. That is off no good, but he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And the foul called on 12. Is that McCann? It is. That'll be the first on McCann and at the free throw line. Grady McKittrick. Shot is up. Hits the front of the iron. Off. No good. Returning to the lineup, Granbury, one of their big guys. One more shot coming for McKittrick. Two dribbles. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. This one he buries. His first point of the basketball game, and it's an 11-point lead for Grants Pass, 49-38. And the backcourt, Zumwalt with the basketball. Brings the ball down across the timeline at center court. Traylor picks him up. Grants Pass in a man-to-man right now. Drives right-hand side. Drives down all the way. Gets Rosetta up in the air. Shot is up. Off no good. Rosetta right back for the rebound. Pulls it down. Hands it off to DeShane. DeShane walks the ball down right-hand sideline. Garcia picks him up at the timeline. Little hit fake, gets by him, drives to the right-hand side, looking to go all the way. High on the glass, shot is up, no good. He is rebounded and on the floor. His caveman rallied to him quickly, picks him up, and he's going to free throw line. Foul called on Hall, so that'll be the second on Hall. And at the free throw line is Zach Deshane. Has yet to score in the basketball game, but an 88.8% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up and good. Makes it 50-38. One more for Deshane. Shaking off that early injury. One more shot. Shot is up. Rams it out. No good. Rebound taken down by Granberry. Outlet comes to Garcia. Garcia into the forecourt. Back to Granberry. Left-hand side. Quickly to Burke. Burke across the top of the key. Gives it off to Zumwalt. Zumwalt backs away from the Grants pass. Defense tries to drive right-hand side. Gets the ball on the hip. Goes down all the way. Has the ball checked by McKittrick. Picked up by Hall. Right-hand side. Take that, Garcia. Garcia turns, drives, tries, can't get by Deshane. Ball kicked out to the backcourt. Oh, didn't go to the backcourt. And whistle stops the action. I'm not sure why. Don't think it's a shot clock. Shot clock showing 18 seconds. Just changed. That may have been why the reason one may have been hung up there. So the shot clock now showing 16. Well, time going off that shot clock with timeout on the floor. 3:56 showing on the clock. The Cavemen up by 12, 50-38. And now the Cavemen come to the sidelines. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
3:56 on the clock left to play in the season for one of these teams. 50-38. The Wolverines don't have a postseason. Cavemen still have a postseason hope if they can hold on to a lead here. Should they? It looks like they should be able to. Don't take anything for granted on the world, ladies and gentlemen. Ever there. Ever, ever. Inbounds play now for the Vikings coming from just inside, just in front of their own bench. Cavemen again showing a man-to-man defense. We've got Deshane on the floor along with McKittrick, Traylor, Hart, and Rosetta. Nice pass down low. Turnaround jumper is in and out. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Hart this time. Gives the ball right back to Rosetta, then to Deshane, and Garcia picks up Deshane in the backcourt. Deshane drives by him to the free throw line and is fouled going to the free throw line. So the foul called on Garcia. I have that as his third. Inbounds play for the Cavemen from the inline to our end of the floor. Hart is over to make the inbounds play as the Cavemen have Deshane way out front. He gets the basketball between the circles, left-hand side to Hart for three on the way. It's good! So Hart finds the range again from beyond the arc, and the Cavemen lead at 53-38. Zumwalt into the forecourt. Drives right-hand side, gets the ball all to Garcia. Wing right-hand side working against Deshane. Gets a step on him, goes in, and just a touch foul by Deshane will pick up that infraction. So Deshane will pick up the infraction, his second of the night. Inbounds play from the in line for the Wolverines. Hall will make the play. They put three men across the in line. The ball comes down low to Zua Granberry. He goes up with a shot and is fouled, and I'm not sure by whom. And Granberry goes to free throw line. They've not put it up on the... Was it Deshane? Evidently, that's his third. Shot is up and good for Granberry. He's 3 of 5 from the free throw line right now. 7 points in the basketball game. It's 53-39. One more shot coming. Deshane should pick on someone his own size. I mean, Granberry's about 6'4". Shot is up and rolls off. No good. High for the rebound is Trailer this time. Down on the floor, on the drive. Ball goes right-hand side to Trailer to Deshaun, right-hand side on the wing. Ball flipped down low to a Bruner. Back into the contest right now. Back left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta to the free throw line. Down low to Bruner, corner right-hand side. Attacks along the baseline. Lost the basketball, trying to go up. I think it was fouled from behind, and that's where the call will come from. Bruner is stepping to the free throw line. And the foul called against Hall. That'll be his third of the night. And at the free throw line, Peyton Bruner. He is 5 of 9 from the charity stripe so far with 19 points in the basketball game. Make that 20 points as he is now 6 of 10. Connolly checks back in. Trailer drops back. Wait a minute. They're just trading defensive positions and rebounding positions. So we've got Rosetta and Connolly in rebounding positions. And Trailer goes into the backcourt. Shot is up and good for Bruner. So he hits both of these right now. He's 7 for 11. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Garcia. Inside of 3 minutes to play, 55-39. Garcia, left front court. Comes back right-hand side to number 13. That's Newton. Into the basketball, bounce pass down low. Ball goes in the corner to Garcia. And I think Deshaun got him again. Yes, he did. That'll be his fourth of the night. And going to the free throw line, number one, Jaden Garcia, 0 for 4 from the charity stripe so far tonight. He bent, shot is up, and good. First point of the basketball game, although he's handled the ball a lot. 1 for 5 from the free throw line, and one more shot coming. Shot is up, and rattled it in and out, wouldn't go. 1 for 6. In the backcourt, Bruner with the basketball, bringing it down for the Grants Pass. Came it up by 15 right now. Lost the basketball up front. Garcia picks it up, drives down the right-hand side, almost loses it at the timeline. Thanks to the Garcia, there's the trap. Ball comes right-hand side to Hall at the free throw line, comes down all the way, lays one up, that is good. Hall's very good if he gets close. 17 points in the basketball game. Down the right-hand side, on the fly is Deshaun, right-hand side. Stops on the wing right, looks for help, gives the ball up to Connolly, left front court. Connolly brings the ball out front as Rosetta post high. Bruner comes out to help. Left front court. Looking for his help. Right-hand side to Rosetta. See if the cavemen just want to run some time off the clock here. Up for 55 to 42 by 13 points. They give the ball to Connolly. Right-hand side on the wing. Rosetta Bach drops down low. Ball out front then to Bruner. Right-hand side. Bruner comes to the top of the key. Wants to drive. Finds a little lane. Goes up and lays one up. And it's good. His 8th field goal of the night. 23 points on the contest. Down the right-hand side. Hall with the basketball for the Wolverines. Launches a three that is off. No good. Rebound chased down by Bruner. Corner right-hand side with a minute and a half left. Bruner brings the ball down. Right-hand side flips the ball over to Deshaun. Left front court. Just puts the ball on his hip. Says, come after me. Flips the ball right-hand side as the Cayman. Looks like a modified four corners back right-hand side or left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly right-hand side to Deshaun. Playing catch with the basketball as Rosetta pops out front. Back left-hand side to Connolly as they've moved into a man-to-man defense now, ball. Shovel left-hand side to Bruner out front. Sees a lane, drives all the way, goes up with the shot that is off, no good. Connolly rebounds, supposed to go back up with it, and he's fouled down below. So the foul going against Hall, and that'll be his fourth. Connolly goes to the free throw line. He's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Has 7 points in the basketball game, all in the first half. An opportunity here to add to the caveman total. Shot is up and good. Nothing but done. 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 8 points. I think his point total is 17 against Summit earlier in the season. Second shot is up and off. No good. And the rebounding action. Whistle stops the action. And I think they've called Rosetta for a foul. That's the call in the rebounding action. His third of the night. I think each team is in the bonus right now. So going to the free throw line is Berkeley Granberry, who is 3 of 6 from the free throw line with 7 points in the contest. Crowd really filling in right now for the girls' game. Follows this one. Shot is up, off, no good. That's number 3 against number 10 for the girls. Substitution for the Wolverines. I think what they've just done is cleared their bench. On the floor is some guys we don't even have on the roster. There's a 0 on the floor. I don't have a 0 listed. And we call it. Are they technical on who? I'm not sure who this technical. This is the strangest. At the free throw line is number 4, Granberry. I'm not sure why he would shoot the technicals. Shot is up, off, no good. As he is now 4 of 9. Make that 3 of 8 from the free throw line. Missed that one. All right, now DeShane comes back to the other side. A double technical, evidently, because DeShane comes down, and he'll have, I think, 1 shot at the free throw line. This one's up and good. He's 2 for 3. That's 2 points tonight for DeShane. He'll have another one. Shot is up and good. So just DeShane, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. The Cavemen lead it 60-42 right now with less than a minute to play. 58 seconds on the clock right now. And the Cavemen have gone to their bench also. Number 12 will make the inbounds play. That's Bronk Ely. We'll pick them up as best we can. Going to another 0. I don't know who the young man is. Ball right-hand side to, again, I believe that's Bayard. Bayard right-hand side with the basketball. Pumps once, elevates. Shot is up short, no good. Rebound being fought for. Picked up by the Vikings on the drive down the left-hand side. Man takes it all the way, pulls up 10 feet, kicks it back in the paint. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound taken down by one of the Ely's. That was Dirk Ely. So it's Dirk and Bronk when we've got 2 with the last name. Dirk with the basketball right now. Drives free throw line. Comes back right hand side. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound into the hand with 23 seconds. The Vikings have the basketball. Flying down the floor on the right hand side. And stops on the wing. Stops top of the key. Turns. Tries to drive in. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound cleared by. Once again. I don't know. I apologize. 0 coming down. 4-3-2-1. That's a game. The Cavemen pick up a win, 60-42 over the Wolverines in Grants Pass. Finish the season 7-5 in conference. That almost assures the Grants Pass Cavemen. I'm not sure what could take it away from them now. A playoff spot. That's a win on the road for Grants Pass. We'll run down the individual numbers, and when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still just figuring some things out. We'll see if head coach Jesse can join us here. We're kind of in a strange spot. I know he knows where we're at. Well, hopefully that he can get to us here momentarily. In the meantime, we'll run down some numbers here, courtesy of our good friends from the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist here. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period by a score of 18-10. Lost actually the second period 12-11 to make it not 29-23. Then they won the third period by 12-11, 41-34 the score at that point, and then won the fourth period by 19-8 and go away 60-42. Grants Pass scoring came on 20 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 17-28 from the free throw line. They were whistled for 6 fouls compared to 8, 10, 13, 16, 18 fouls against the Wolverines. Wolverines scoring came on 15 field goals, 6 of 12 from the free throw line. Once again, 18 fouls. We'll run down the individual numbers right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Air Mat.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Mat. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Head Coach Jesse has just just joined us here. Thanks for finding your way up here, Coach. Congratulations. 7-5 in the season, looking for the playoffs right now. First question is, how is Zach DeShane?
I don't know. I'm going to have Katie Cole, our athletic trainer, check him out and see. He said he didn't have a lot of pain. He just said when he pushed off of it, he couldn't cut very well. So, you know, hopefully it was a non-contact situation, but he's able to play through it, so I'm not going to speculate on what the injury might be, but he's pretty gritty tonight. It was his birthday, so I was glad that he was able to finish it out. His last regular season senior game instead of coming out. That's a tough thing. I've seen a past player do that, and it's not a great way to end your career. So I was really thankful for the heavens above that he was not injured.
Well, a lot of good things happened tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, although there were ups and downs for your team tonight. Tell me about some of the ups.
Oh, man. Peyton Bruner just willed his way when everybody else were kind of, I call it farting a frying pan. I don't know if that's politically correct terminology, but
no, but we'll live with it.
I kind of feel like our guys just weren't focused 100%. They weren't necessarily executing the way that we want, and I think we just didn't fully have the right energy, unfortunately, to start the game. You know, it's hard to play a league game when, you know, they haven't won, and senior night with all the other stuff like we talked about pregame. So, you know, I was really proud of Peyton and Jordan and Zach and you know, Kingston kind of led us a little bit in that first half as well.
Yeah, great first half.
You know, and then just lots of little things that we need to, you know, that we need to fix. We had a three-day weekend. Our practice yesterday wasn't that great. So there's a lot of things that we need to tweak to get ready for playoffs, obviously.
This gym always seems like a tough place to play, and it's not the first time we've seen inconsistent play from very good caveman basketball teams.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what about this gym. You know, like, I have the vibes. We go to the Purple Pit, South Eugene. I love playing there. Sheldon, I think it's a good atmosphere, even though I haven't been very successful winning ball games there. Willamette's just kind of funky, you know. They play a little bit chippy and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to be resilient in how we handle things and how we react to things. And, you know, and it's just part of the game. The game of basketball has so many facets to it, mental, physical, execution. There's just a lot of stuff that we need to be better at. We still have some young guys that are playing some heavy minutes for us. And we, you know, Kingston, even though he's a junior, he missed a whole year with a torn ACL. So he's actually play-wise, he's a sophomore. So he's still learning, you know, learning things and stuff like that, you know. But, you know, I was happy with how we finished the game. We were resilient and kind of like the game that we played at home. You know,
I was going to say, the scoring mirrors it.
Really did. And I don't know why that is. You know, to be a great team, you got to be able to play good teams, bad teams, mediocre teams the same way, and you got to be consistent. And we're still trying to figure that out, even though it's, you know, the end of the road for us other than playoffs.
Help me out, Coach. Explain the technicals. I've seen more technicals this year than I've seen in years.
Well, they had, they, you know, they there was a lot of stuff that happened at home when we played them, and we were aware of that. You know, the referees talked to us, so I had to really talk to our players to, you know, be respectful to the game and stuff like that. You know, both games, Willamette got the technical fouls, not us. The one technical foul that we got was a slam dunk that Peyton Bruner had, and he wasn't showing off, and there was a guy coming right underneath the rim. He actually looked, saw him, making sure that he passed him, then landed it, and the referee thought he was trying to showboat, and Peyton Bruner's not that guy. You know
no,
that.
No, he certainly
isn't. So that was a bad call on the referees, even though, you know, they felt like they had to call it, you know, but I told Peyton that no big deal. I'd rather have you protect yourself, especially with his broken hand, you know, still healing from his surgery. And so I'm all about making sure that he stays healthy.
Yeah, Peyton doesn't seem to be any one of those boisterous stand-up players except when he's playing basketball.
Yeah, so no, he's a phenomenal kid.
All right. Well, Coach, now we wait.
It's a waiting game. Waiting game,
rankings,
Chuck.
Rankings close on March 1st. That's next Saturday. So what's the plan between now and then?
Actually, it doesn't. For the girls, it does. For the boys, it closes at 11 p.m. on Friday.
Right,
so
I'll,
girls,
I'll double check the
girls, game. girls. I got an email from OSAA. Girls is Saturday, boys is Friday. That's why.
Okay.
That's why the rest of our league is playing their games on Thursday for that purpose.
Oh, so that's been moved. So there've been some more schedule changes.
Yep. Yeah, all because of how they're trying to get playoffs started, and the boys are usually a day before the girls and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, it's just the waiting game for us. We'll see if Sheldon takes care of business tonight versus North Med, and then it'll be a big game between North Med and South Med. I still don't know who we need to win to have us play second or third. I don't understand any of that right now, and I'm just going to, you know, we'll be ready to play. There's some teams, you know, in the playoffs that we'd obviously like to avoid. But, you know, at the end of the day, if we're going to make it to the state tournament and, you know, or be a state championship, we got to beat the next team. And whether they're, no matter what they're ranked, and unfortunately, we're at a point where we're going to be playing a top eight team. So we got to be ready to roll and have a great execution and a game plan. And Coach Olson and Coach Blanchard and I will be ready. We'll be prepped, and our boys will be ready to execute a completely different game plan than what they've seen on film.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Okay.
Really turned the season around here.
Thank you.
That's Head Coach Joel Jesse for Caveman Sports here. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
All right, let's run down the individual numbers that we have for courtesy of the indoor airman once again. First of all, for the Willamette Wolverines, I believe their leading scorer was Jacob Hall, had six field goals, five of six from the free throw line. He had 17 points and four fouls. Berkeley Granberry had 7 points on two field goals, three of eight shooting from the free throw line. He had four fouls. Zomwalt had three field goals, one three-pointer, and two fouls. Garcia ended up one of six from the free throw line. Cole Newton had 8 points on three field goals, two for four shooting at the free throw line. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman. And Gerlitz got a couple of minutes here. I don't think Dishman on the floor. Both Ely young men. Bayard was on the floor. They didn't figure into my scoring line at all. Grady McKittrick picked up 1 point on one of two shooting for the free throw line and a single foul. Kingston Connolly had an 8 point game tonight, two field goals, four of six from the free throw line, and three fouls. Tim Hart, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. Zach DeShane was 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 points and four fouls. Jordan Rosetta, 7 field goals, 1 for 3 at the free throw line, 15 points and three fouls. And Peyton Bruner, 8 field goals, 7 of 11 from the, 7 from 11 from the free throw line, 23 points and four fouls for Peyton Bruner. Add them all up. It's a 60-42 win for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Tonight's scoring summary courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Wipeout hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now, we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It brings you our player of the game, and we certainly want to tip our hats to them right now. And after some consideration, you could certainly make a case for Zach Deshane with only 3 points, but lots and lots of time on the floor with an injury that we certainly hope isn't ongoing and that he'll recover from. Certainly was on the floor at the end. And then there's Peyton Bruner, 23 points tonight. Got into foul trouble early. Then Jordan Rosetta didn't come off the bench, but was on the floor all the time, making up for Bruner's absence while he was on the bench with 4 fouls. So Rosetta ended up with 7 field goals, 1 for 3 shooting from the free throw line, 15 points, and lots of rebounds. So we'll tip our hats to a player of the game tonight, Jordan Rosetta for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll recap everything when we come back right after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here this evening. We're wrapping things up right now. Once again, the Cavemen finish at 7-5. We think that will move them into the top three in conference. We're not sure how that gets. There are at least two conference games coming up tonight. North Medford is playing at Sheldon, and then North Medford and South Medford play, I think, on Thursday night, and that's been moved around, according to head coach Jesse. Cavemen, let's see, the rankings will freeze Friday night. That's the 28th at 10 p.m. So keep an eye on that, and we'll keep you abreast on when the Cavemen next play and where play is resumed at time. It'll be the playoffs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. For Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer is Brian Diotti. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cavemen 60. And the Wolverines of Willamette High School, 42. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.